This is HPR episode 2013 entitled, Parsing XML in Python with XML Todict, and is part of the series, A Little Bit of Python. It is hosted by Klaatu, and is about 14 minutes long. The summary is, a quick introduction to XML Todict, an XML parser for Python.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hi everyone, this is Hacker Public Radio. My name is Klaatu. I wanted to talk to you about parsing XML in Python with a module called XML2Dict. In another episode, I talk about the module Untangle, and I've also talked about JSON parsing in Python. So this is just basically another option. It's very much another option opposed to Untangle. It basically has the same goal, which is to get you away from trying to parse XML with really manual intensive labor type of tools like LXML or even Beautiful Soup, which Beautiful Soup does great for HTML. I don't love it for XML. XML2Dict is a little bit more polished than Untangle, and it's a little bit more feature rich because it does have namespace support and things like that, which I'm not going to get into because I really haven't done that much of parsing with XML2Dict with namespace yet. I have something that I do need to parse with a namespace, and I will be using XML2Dict for that, but I haven't really implemented, I haven't converted it yet. It's right now in Beautiful Soup. So let's take a quick example of XML. Again, this will be the pseudo docbook code that is so close to my heart. So this will be, let's open up a book tag, and then we'll give it a chapter ID equals prologue, title, the beginning, close title, open a paragraph. This is the first paragraph, close the paragraph, close chapter, and then another chapter, because most books have more than one chapter. So chapter ID equals end. Title, the ending, close title, para, last paragraph, close para, close chapter, close book. So there's our little nice and tidy XML document. We'll call it example.xml, and then we'll install XML2Dict. You can install XML2Dict, and that is XMLTODICT. And you can install that from your distribution repository or from pip install XML2Dict or pip install --user XML2Dict. If you're doing it from a repository, it's probably something like Python -XML2Dict. That's how I usually see that listed. Okay, so we've got our example XML and we've got our parser installed. And so here's how we do it. So the idea of XML2Dict, as the name suggests, is to take XML data and convert it into a dictionary, into a Python-ordered dictionary specifically. And that matters. That's a little bit unique. That's different than just a normal old dictionary. And if you've never used an ordered dict, you might be in just for some unpleasant surprises. It's a little bit more strict and structured than just a normal Python dictionary, unfortunately. So you have to learn kind of like how to use it. Even if you feel, oh, I know dictionaries, you may not know ordered dictionaries. Either way, it's very, very similar to JSON. So essentially, I mean, this is almost an XML to JSON converter. I mean, it really is. In fact, there's even a module, and I don't think, or not a module, but a function in here in XML2Dict where you can actually just dump it out to JSON, if I recall correctly. So, or maybe you have to do that with JSON, but either way, it turns into a Python dictionary. And from there, you can basically just dump it into JSON. So it's, if you know JSON, then you basically know how to use XML2dict. So we'll, in Python, we would do an import XML2dict. And then we would do the same basic steps as we did with JSON or with untangle. It would be with open parentheses, quote, example.xml, close quote, close parentheses, as in file, colon, and then one line under indented data equals xml2dict.parse, parentheses, in file dot read, parentheses, parentheses, close parentheses. There you go. That's that takes all of our XML in and dumps it into a dictionary. And you can see that for yourself if you type in the word data, and it will dump it all back out. It'll tell you, hey, this is an ordered dict. And then it's like parentheses, square bracket, parentheses, quote, book, close quote, comma, ordered dict, parentheses, square, on, and then curly brace again, quote, chapter, and on and on and on. So it just keeps kind of going. And that's as easy as it is. You've got a JSON object right there. It's kind of cool. So from that stage, it's really just a matter of acting as if though you're dealing with JSON. It like really, it's just data, square bracket, quote, book, quote, square bracket. And then that would dump out the book element, but we've already seen that essentially. So let's do a chapter element. So we could do data, square bracket, quote, book, quote, square bracket, quote, chapter, close quote, close square bracket. And then you would get ordered dict, blah, 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 quote, at ID, prologue, title, the beginning, para, this is the first paragraph, ordered dict, quote, at ID, end, quote, title, close quote, the ending, para, last paragraph of the chapter. So you get like little dictionaries just containing each chapter, essentially. Again, it's a lot of data to look at, but the good thing is that you can keep drilling down into it just like with everything else. And you can also, you know, I mean, again, since there are two chapters in this example file, you can specify which one you want. So data, square bracket, book, square bracket, chapter, square bracket, zero, square bracket, will just show you the first, the zeroth chapter. And the same thing with a one would show you the second or the first chapter and all of its elements. Or as I was about to say, you can continue to narrow down your focus. So yes, I know that the element is in book. I know that it's in a chapter tag. You know, it's like redundant to see all that information when you've had to use that information in order to get to the point that you're looking at. So data, square bracket, book, square bracket, and put quotes around those, square bracket, chapter, square bracket, zero, square bracket, quote, para, quote, square bracket. That would show you just the contents of the first chapter, the zeroth chapter of the para tag. And that would be, or the para value, I guess, that would be this is the first paragraph. And you could do the same thing for the first one. It would be data, book, chapter, one, para. And that would show you this is the last paragraph or whatever we had. So it's like the syntax to get to where you want to go is a little bit verbose. I mean, I don't feel like it's a whole lot more verbose than, let's say, untangle. And certainly not that much more verbose than JSON. You know, I mean, it's a dictionary. It's just you're stepping through these elements one by one, and you're getting results. And that's what we want. You can look straight at elements too. Of course, this is XML, so it's not just a matter of like stepping through a dictionary. Like there are things embedded within the tags. For instance, in our chapter, we have an ID equals prologue, and we have an ID equals the end or ending or whatever I put in there. So if you want to get the attribute of a chapter, because maybe that matters, you know, it's like you want to look at all the chapters, but only the ones with an ID attribute. You can do that. And the special notation in XML2dict for attributes is the symbol for at, the at symbol. It makes sense if you think about it, at attributes. So let's say we know that our chapter, some of our chapters have ID attributes. So we could say data, square bracket, book, square bracket, square book, chapter, square bracket, square bracket, zero, square bracket, square bracket, quote, at ID, close quote, close square bracket. And that would return the word, the single word, prologue. Or if we did that for one, it would return the word end. Or we could iterate through that. We could say something like for C in range, paren 0, comma 2, close parentheses, colon, next line indented, data, square bracket, quote, book, close quote, close square bracket, quote, chapter, close quote, close square bracket, C. So that's our iterator, our integer that we're iterating through. Close square bracket, at ID, close square bracket, we would get prologue and end because the two chapters that we have are prologue and end. There you go. I don't know why I started with zero, really. I think I could have just done it one and two in that range. I could be wrong. Anyway, you can do more. You can get just the contents of all of this stuff too. So I think we could do that with the out as humans, the part of, you know, in the tags. If you want that, then you use the special character hash. And that's, I have only ever seen that as hash text. I have never seen it called anything else. And that's because there's no further tag element for it. You know, it's like, it's the C data. It's the thing that that's inside of all of these things that we're looking at. So it's kind of this weird nebulous sort of nether world, but yeah, it's hash text. And that gives you the strings within whatever element it is. And obviously, I mean, I'm just using this kind of pseudo doc book example. And the only thing in this example that would have text, no, that's not true. The title has text. The para would have text. Actually, I think the para we might only have access to that with a hash symbol if there was an attribute in there as well. I haven't really tested that a whole lot. Either way, when you look at a dump of your dictionary, you will see either one or two special entries, keys, one with the at symbol for attributes and one possibly with a hash to denote that it's not an attribute, it's the contents of the tag. So if our para had a class, for instance, para class equals, quote, foo, close quote, and some text in the para element, like this is the last chapter, then we could call our attribute with the at symbol and the text inside of para with the hash. Something like title, which in my example so far has never had any attribute, the only thing that you can call from title is the contents, you know, the beginning, the end, whatever I put in the title. So you don't have to use a special notation for that. Oh, look, a little bit of a quirk again. Yes, some of these modules that are simplifying XML do indeed have some quirks, I guess, you know, some unique things about them that makes them a little bit of a hack, but it just makes, again, it makes XML so much easier. It's honestly, honestly, honestly worth it. It's worth every quirk. It's just, it's fine. It's a lot better. It's a trade-off that you are probably willing to make. If you've ever tried parsing XML with anything, you probably already are kind of seeing how this could be very nice. Now, on the other hand, obviously, if you're doing something where you need more advanced features, then this may be too simple. Like I say, XML2 dict does have namespace support. It can dump back out into JSON. It can actually, you know, go back to XML, of course. So I mean, it's not as simple, I don't think, as Untangle, but it is definitely simpler than something like LXML. The trade-offs are there, and it's kind of up to you whether or not you want to use it. I find both Untangle and XML2Dict a lot easier than the defaults. I highly recommend them. I find them just really, really sublime when I'm parsing fairly simple XML. It makes things really, really easy. So check them out if you're working with XML and Python. They are worth looking at. Hopefully this has been informative. Thank you for listening, and I'll talk to you next time.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.